Hello, welcome to the Outcast Podcast. I'm Devin, this is Alex. Here we go, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Not gonna be a very long podcast, but it's gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be hopefully entertaining. First thing we're gonna talk about, Fortnite. What are your opinions on Fortnite?
I have my own microphone.
Get your microphone then. Messing it up. He's not.
I don't play Fortnite.
I don't either, but you know, it's a meme. It's like Big Chungus. We can talk about like Lil Pump. Just get it. I want to talk about if Big Chungus had a sister, would it be called Big Chungy, or like would he have it? Would she have a different name? Sorry, we don't want to assume genders here. We're gender friendly. Unless you're a feminist, get out. Don't watch the stream. Just don't. Bye. Yeah, go ahead, I don't care.
By the way, he did not mention that I am from the Michigan People Podcast, yeah. So you should hop over to that and watch that too, just not at this current moment when this is over.
No, because we want these views, alright, I want to talk about, alright, think about this, you ready? Some deep thinking right here. If you got your leg chopped off, would it really hurt? Because if you think about it, where would you feel the pain if your leg were to get chopped off? Because, like, there's nowhere to feel the pain unless you go above, but that's retardation. You know?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I know. Don't at me on that. I got that from a meme page. That was not my idea. Alright. Cool. Another thing.
Did you notice that when you talk at the bottom, that white bar flashes?
Ooh, Kaleem. What do you mean?
If you stopped talking for a second, it would.
Now, what do you?
It was doing it a second ago.
Oh, well, I don't care. Yeah, so this podcast, my first episode, I want to kind of explain what this is going to be about. Oh, no. Are you guys okay? Are you okay? All right, so what's going to happen? It's going to be obviously not the most family-friendly podcast. You know, we're occasionally gonna swear, you know, it's not for 2-year-olds. That's all I gotta say.
Let's just say, and just 13 don't, up.
Like, yeah, 13 up. I'm 13, so I'm allowed. He's 14. He's older than me. I'm triggered because he looks younger. I got everything about me seems older than him except for my matureness. Yeah, he's obviously smarter than me. I'm not the brightest person, but yeah. All right, so Alex, let's talk about. You want to ride my pit bikes, so...
Yeah.
You want to ride the pit bikes. Next summer, I'm going to take you up to my grandpa's house, and we're going to ride. How do you think you're going to do with that?
It's going to be a little awkward because I've never ridden that type of bike before. I mean,
it's a dirt bike, just without a clutch.
I've never rode a dirt bike at all.
Well, you're obviously not riding my KTM.
Yeah.
Because that's big boy stuff right there. That's not what you start off on.
Yeah.
Especially not a 125 2-stroke. That's equivalent to a 250 4-stroke. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. It's pretty dang, huh?
Yeah.
So basically, obviously I'm gonna explain this. I race pit bikes, so it's gonna be fun. Dank. You know, get it. I want to start. Ooh, it's gonna be fun. But basically, what are you doing, my guy?
Just keep going.
You expect me to keep going?
Yeah, just keep going. I might be on as a regular on his podcast, by the way, so.
Yeah, he lives an hour away from me. It's his birthday party, that's why I'm here. So what's gonna happen is, usually he's gonna be over a voice, I'm gonna be recording, or he can be recording, and we'll find out a way to where we both can be recording, and you know, he can be in it still without being in my general vicinity.
Yeah, we might just like video chat or something like that, and then I can get the video into there.
That would be nice. But when we're live, you're not gonna obviously be able to see that.
You'll just hear a voice.
You'll see me talking, and then you'll hear his voice in the background. You know.
So eventually, what he does plan to do is, go live during this stuff,
mm-hmm.
like while recording.
Yeah.
But
usually, I'll be doing it on my phone. It's a much better camera than that. No offense, Alex.
Yeah, I use an old Logitech camera.
It's actually not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Compared to
it just doesn't. It has
flip
this
phone here.
It doesn't have autofocus. You gotta focus it yourself. See,
I bought a flip phone today because it was cheap.
Weirdest thing ever. This phone's got an app store on it. You can use Twitter.
I'll show you. How do I get to my home? I don't know how to use a flip phone. I'm not good at it. Alex does.
You just press the back.
Alex probably bought a flip phone when he got his phone taken away.
I had a flip phone when I was 5.
Yeah, my mom always made me share a phone with my sister, so we never really had bad phones.
Turn the phone around.
You see, that's Twitter.
Yeah, it's very odd that.
It's pretty cool though. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, that's like the most high tech flip phone I've ever had. Honestly, that's really freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, give me something you want to talk about.
Well, I would like to talk about the government shutdown, but I don't really think we're educated enough to.
No, Alex.
That's not
what this podcast is about, right? We're not doing that in this podcast.
What about the wall?
The wall.
What about the wall?
We're gonna build a great big wall.
We're gonna build a tremendous.
Let's talk
wall.
About foot lettuce. Do you think you've ever got Burger King foot lettuce in your Burger King burgers?
Remember, that's the number 15 at Burger King.
Yeah.
It comes with the Burger King foot lettuce.
So, have you ever gotten a number 15?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I only get Whoppers.
I can't eat a Whopper. They're nasty to me. What I do get when I go to Burger King, I get. All right, listen closely. Alright, you ready? No, you're not gonna plug your screen. Come on, listen close. I don't want them to hear it. Alright, so what's gonna happen? You go there, you get 10-piece McNuggets. You got a 10-piece chicken nuggets, alright? We can call them the King Nuggets. We can call them King Nuggets. And then you get a chocolate milkshake. Okay, you take the chicken nuggets, you dip them in the milkshake. Oh! It's so good! What are you doing? Sweat. No, but I'm not even joking. That's like the best. No, that's Wendy's. I'm thinking Wendy's. Burger King, you don't dip anything in the milkshake because that creates AIDS, cancer, all of the above.
Yeah. Oh, here's a tip. If you get French fries at like a restaurant, I suggest getting a milkshake too to dip those fries in. That's really good.
Yeah. Ask. Well, here's a life hack for y'all. Life hack time. So what do you want to do? Go up there. Be like, hey, can I get some large fries without salt? I cannot eat salt. No salt. What they do, since all the fries are primarily salted, what they'll do is they'll have to make a whole new batch. So you'll almost always get just fresh fries.
Oh,
it's a good trick. But yeah, it's...
Also, bring your own salt.
Yeah, bring your own salt so you can put the salt on it. So
unless, of course, you eat it with ketchup, where you can't even taste the salt.
Yeah, you eat it with ketchup if you don't.
Or if you're from Michigan, ranch.
I don't like that. I dip my fries in everything, like barbecue sauce. Whew.
I just want to tell you, people from Michigan have put ranch on everything.
Yes.
Like, we put ranch on pizza, chicken.
My mom has bags. My mom has bags full of ranch in our fridge, because.
He's not joking.
I'm not even joking. It's great. And when I need ranch, hey, give me the ranch. Give me the loot, you know?
I once went to I went to Seattle, and we got pizza from Seattle, and we asked for ranch and they said, what do you think we are, a salad restaurant? Mm-hmm. And, like, we got super mad about that, but.
Yeah, ranch and pizza goes together great.
I know. You guys should try it. Like, I know it might taste disgusting to you guys, but it's just something that Michiganders do.
Let's talk about Takis. I want to know how they make those so good.
I know, right?
Takis are the best. Let's look up the ingredients to these. Guys, I'm interested in these Takis.
Okay. You keep talking and I will look it up.
So basically, my dad goes to the gas station on his way back from home. Way back from work most of the time. What happens is, I always ask for Takis and Mountain Dew. Best combo in the world you'll ever have in your life. Trust me. It is, oh my god, so good. Basically, next time you go to the gas station or anywhere to buy snacks from, get Mountain Dew and Takis. It's the best. you'll ever have in your dang life.
There's citric acid in Takis.
Newsflash.
If you don't know, that's what makes things sour.
Yes, there is. That's what gives it the tanginess. The tang. Yes, there's
a lot of stuff in here.
Well, we don't want to. We only need to know about the citric acid.
People also ask, can vegans eat Takis?
Can vegans eat Takis? Newsflash. It doesn't matter.
Can I help you? Yes.
We're doing a podcast.
Listen. She what?
Nice. Want to be in the podcast? Hell, we got another member.
Okay, you gotta come on behind us.
We're talking about weird stuff. We're talking about Takis right now. Takis. Oh my.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
You gotta go.
I'm sorry.
No, you can stay. Just don't talk trash about my Takis no more. You just can't be in the podcast. You gotta go back there.
I don't even know how long we've been going. This is the one thing that this thing does that OBS doesn't.
I know, but it's fun. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that long.
Can I explain why I don't like Takis?
Yes, you can explain why you don't like Takis.
Takis make my stomach upset.
Okay, that's fine.
All in all, like the flavor.
Good.
That's all.
As long as you like the flavor, that's all that matters.
I still don't get why they're
big chunky.
Like, is that part of the reason that they're so spicy? Is because there's citric acid in them?
No. Because they got chili pepper extract in them. That's why. I'm dying inside, honestly. Let's talk about teenagers with fake depression. Wants the attention on their Snapchats. Yeah, I bet if I log in, hold on, we'll go on anyone's Snapchat right now. I bet I can.
No,
it's not live.
We're just recording.
Alright. For my first podcast, we call it The Outcast. My first episode.
You're gonna throw charcoal at us?
That's honestly genius.
I agree.
I'm gonna here we go. Here's one. 11:11. I'm gonna be sad for another 2 hours, then be fine again. I'm not even gonna worry about it.
Wait, take a screenshot so then we can edit that in.
No, we're not doing that.
No, without their names.
No, we're not doing that. Oh. I don't wanna do that. Alright, then there's this other kid, he's in like sixth grade. My beautiful fucking girlfriend, period, and Dale. I don't understand.
They can't use proper English, that's sad.
There's some girls licking each other.
They couldn't see us, right?
I know. Yeah, okay. You can talk with Diego.
You should probably talk a little bit louder.
I should. It would make sense if I did.
Well, talk as loud as you can. Don't actually do that, because I'll die inside if you do. Hey!
I'm sorry, what just happened?
Oh, she's a gymnast.
Yay! I'm a junior!
That's who I thought that was.
Oh, dude. That must hurt. She and her pussy scratched the fucking bar. I don't like that.
Edit that one out?
No. It's an explicit podcast.
I swear.
You can say the N-word.
But if you don't want your parents to see it, you should.
I'm not worried about that.
Or if you sound like a full-out savage, man.
Just gonna go looking
for some
kids' YouTube channel. Like, it's also on Spotify.
Oh, that's nice.
Down the hatch.
She will not be a regular on this podcast, by the way.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
She's my cousin.
Sweet home Alabama.
Dude, copyright. That's by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way.
No, it's not. It's not by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I know.
It's by Leonard Skinner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Alexa. Play Sweet Home Alabama by Leonard Skinner.
Don't.
No,
Alexa,
play it.
Stop.
No, I want her to play it. Sweet Home Alabama. Don't stop her. I told you.
You can get in trouble for that.
I don't give a frickin' frick.
What?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, but we're still technically making money
off of it. Sweet Home Alabama. Lynyrd Skynyrd has better things than... No! Alexa, unpause.
You can get sued.
Lynyrd Skynyrd has better things to do than sue some 13-year-olds for playing a song. Alexa.
He's
got a unpause.
Mind. Hold this. I'm
gonna
hello.
I'm ending this because Alex is being a hecking heck. Hey. Alex, stop cucking us. This was the outcast podcast. We out. Goodbye.